you're such a bitch. Okay, no, go, go.
No. I'll have to burp now. Oh, my gosh. So good.
You're so pretty. I don't know. Wait. Okay, start, because I have to talk about something.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 91. That was so Midwestern. 91.
I know. And Girk just let out a gigantic burp. And can I tell you, I think I come from a long line of burpy women because my mom is a burper. Like, she can burp. Not, you know, she doesn't do it on purpose, but just because they just happen and they can be loud. And mine are too, but I think I've noticed that as I've gotten older.
Oh, Jesus, here we go with the older thing again.
But I've gotten burpier. Like, I feel like I burp more. I get
more. Do you know what that means?
I get more burpy. What does that mean?
It means that you're not eating. That I know that you eat fairly well. It means that there's something in your system that is causing.
I think we just change, though. I mean, I think our systems change. I know you have this whole aversion to, like, getting older. I'm not talking about it in a negative way. I'm just saying our bodies, it's medically proven that we change.
Every 8 years or so?
Our bodies change as we get older. You know, you have a harder time sleeping, or you might have whatever it is for everybody is different. Some people gain weight. Some people don't. For me, I feel like I've gotten gassier. I feel like I burp all the time.
But do you fart more? Do you think you fart more?
No, but I do fart. I'm very fart specific. Like,
please. I have never heard those two words put together at all, ever. Fart specific?
I'm very fart specific.
Enlighten me, please. Enlighten our listeners.
My dude loves to cook, and I love that he loves to cook.
Okay, hold on a second. I thought you were going to say, my dude loves my fart. I was just like, what?
No, but he has informed me that I fart in my sleep, which is always lovely.
Who doesn't?
A woman feel good about herself. I don't care. He farts in his sleep, too. I notice, again, as I've gotten older, if I lay on my back with my knees up, if I'm just kind of laying there watching TV or whatever, if I lay on my back with my knees up, I fart a lot more in bed. But anyway, so
who lays like that in bed when you're sleeping?
Not when I'm sleeping. I'm just like in general, if you're laying and watching TV, I'm like, oh, I'm going to fart. It makes me fart. I don't know if that
position, you know why?
The air out.
Squatty potty. It's a squatty potty thing. Your legs are in a position like when you're sitting on the toilet and your knees up.
Yeah.
That you're ready to drop some, you know.
Yeah, I think there's something about, yeah. And I don't know if, like, it makes a straight shot of air.
Yeah.
Like you're all aligned and the air
sure.
just goes boom and shoots out of you. But anyway, so my dude loves to cook. He's a really, really good cook. And I mean, he's an amazing cook. And he loves to, which is nice because I'm an okay cook, but it's not my favorite thing. I mean, I cook because I have to, because I have people that I need to feed. I have a child that I need to, like, make sure has sustenance. But my dude loves it. So I usually let him cook a lot. But he and I are very different. I have not grown up enjoying spicy food. It's just not my thing. And as I've gotten older, because I never really ate spicy food before, it affects me a little differently now as I've gotten – I still don't eat it now, but if he cooks with things that are spicy, yeah, I mean, it'll make me gassier. But the other thing, regardless of spice, because he loves everything super spicy, so I'm like a big old buzzkill when it comes to that. But he also loves to cook with a lot of garlic and a lot of onions.
Ooh.
And for me, garlic is fine. The garlic powder, we use a lot of garlic powder and everything, and that's totally fine. But when he uses fresh garlic, I always know when he snuck a bunch of fresh garlic into something, because it's good for you, so it's fine. But, oh, my God, with the stinky farts. Like, farting is one thing, but garlic.
Farts, but it'll come out your skin.
Yeah, that one, I don't think I have that problem as much. For me, it's really, Jesus, did another bird fly into the window?
They're all flying in the fucking windows. It's like the birds here. It's like Alfred Hitchcock.
Did another one just break its neck on your
three.
Window?
Like three. Like they, did you see me like jump?
Yes, and I heard it. I think our listeners just heard its little birdie neck snap. That's sad.
I have a
sure,
glass.
You're sitting next to a big glass pane window, but have you ever had that before? Why are they doing it this morning?
There's a tree that has berries on it right outside my window.
Oh, so you think they're misjudging it?
So when they take off, they don't have their landing gear. Something's wrong. But that was the second bird that hit the front door. And then I guess a big gust of wind because they all scattered and like two of them hit my picture window. That just really freaked my shit out.
Yeah, it did. It did. It scared me. That scared me. It scared.
Oh my gosh.
It scared the fart talk right out of us.
I just shit myself while I was talking.
Myself. I shit myself a little bit. So basically, it's garlic and onions because I'm fine with it. And he's never going to stop cooking with garlic and onions, I've learned. Because I'm like, okay, listen, I'm just going to tell you, it's not fun for me. I will, at least try to mince the garlic to make it smaller. Sometimes there's just big chunks. But it definitely makes me super – so I know that it's all the onions and garlic that make me super gassy because I didn't grow up eating a lot of onions and garlic.
Well, I think I just answered your question. I don't think it's so much as much about you getting older as it is you are now living with someone who is cooking with foods that you do not usually eat, which is where I was going with it. Because a lot of people have a hard time, even though garlic is really...
But people's systems still change because people who eat spicy food as they get older, my dude who loves spicy food, he's starting to feel a little bit more, he's getting the effects of it more because as you get older, your body, even though he claims that spicy food, and I'm sure it's true, it's supposed to be really good for you on a lot of different levels.
It is.
But as you get older, your body can't handle it as much. He has a harder time now with some of the spicy food with like heartburn or acid reflux or, he has to be careful about. He weird foods give him heartburn. Even my son, who's 13, when he was younger, and I feel bad because I don't think he realized the words to say to tell me what it was. I was always like, oh, you're fine. And he would say, oh, no, I don't like corn, or I can't eat peas, or whatever. We had made this pea soup because whatever. And it was really good. I'm not a pea soup person, but it was really good.
Can't stand it.
But then afterwards, he was in so much pain, and I was like, my son. And I was like, what's wrong with you? I can't. He said, peas and cut corn give me heartburn. I'm like, what? I've never heard of that. And I've never had heartburn, so it's not something that, it just is odd that he's afflicted with heartburn and that he specifically knows that it's peas and cut corn. Not corn on the cob, but cut corn and peas.
Which is interesting, because it's the same thing.
Yeah. It's weird. Well, because usually when you have cut corn, it's because you bought a can. So maybe there's whatever it is in the way they process the corn.
Okay.
The can. I don't know. It's weird. I did not mean to start our show off with farts, and burps.
Whoa.
It just was because you let out the biggest burp that we should leave in.
I think there's a difference.
So they can hear.
All right, I'll leave it in. I think there's a difference between burps and belches, though. I think a burp is like...
That was a belch.
Yeah. Belches are like... Blah, 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 blah.
I can belch some good ones, and sometimes it's like you said, sometimes you just kind of have to let them fly because
I had a carbonated...
Oh, my God, that feels really good. That felt really good. I needed to get that out.
Well, that's how I feel when I fart. Who doesn't? I mean, sometimes when you fart, you're like, oh, my God, that feels so much better.
But you know what the problem is? The problem is that I'm so used to just kind of letting him fly around the house that sometimes I will accidentally let one fly in public because you forget. You forget
farts?
That, like...
Wait, farts or belches?
Not farts, belches. No, I do not fart around the house. I do not let that fly. I hold those in or go to the bathroom. I'm not...
What?
No, I'm not going to fart in front of everybody. That's... No. But burping,
well, I don't do that. I mean, I live by myself, so I can fart wherever I want to fart.
I'll feel a burp coming, and I'll let a big one fly, and then all of a sudden, I might be out in public or at a restaurant or something, and all of a sudden, you just kind of, you feel it coming, and you open your mouth, and you go, oh, I forgot that I'm not at home. Oh my God.
That's so embarrassing. I mean, and I get it, because belches can be really gross to hear in public as well. But why
sure,
do you think
nobody that wants, nobody needs to hear that.
I know, but why do you think as a society we are so much more acceptable of hearing belches than farts?
I don't think people are acceptable of either, which is why when I'm in public, I'm like, oh, because belches don't necessarily smell. I mean, they can smell depending on what you eat. Yeah, they can. But you can hold it in. I mean, when we're fucking with each other, I'll burp and then go and blow it.
Nice.
But a fart, you can't control. You never know whether one's going to squeak out or,
That's totally because that's being blown be no matter
SPD,
what. Yeah.
If it's going to be an SPD, you don't know. You don't know until it, and then you could be like out in public and you let a little one squeak out that maybe you can't hear. And all of a sudden you're like, oh crap, that was a stinker. Mine aren't always that stinky, but the garlic and the onions.
Of course.
It makes them brutal.
Horrible. And sometimes when you eat meat. Like beef and stuff?
I don't eat beef and stuff. You sound so Midwestern. You know when you have some beef and stuff and the stuff that goes with the beef?
Yeah.
I don't eat beef or stuff. So.
Well, next time you do, you might notice.
Listen, I did not mean to start off with burping and farting. I meant to start off with, oh my fucking God, yay Dodgers.
Oh my gosh, you just spoiled it for me because I haven't had a chance to look. I do not want the Dodgers
playing the Cubs. It was. They're playing the Cubs. So that's going to be interesting between you and I. And also, it was a nail biter. It was a nail biter. It was so exciting. The game was so exciting. It went over four hours long, and it was down to the fucking last out. They had an opportunity. They had two on base. It was two outs, and they had an up. And it was 4-3 Dodgers, 4-3, and they had an opportunity to score two runs. If they could just have gotten on base, they could have pulled it out. It was down. It was like a fucking nail biter. The Dodgers pulled it out. Meanwhile, my guy was like pacing like a caged animal. He's one of those guys that like screams at the TV like the coaches can hear him.
Yeah, so I just like I yell at the TV too. Him. Well, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I just like get all excited. So the game Saturday night. And what's our bet going to be, bitch?
But listen, we tried immediately to go on and get tickets to game 3 for Tuesday, and we kept getting kicked off of StubHub because I'm sure, you know, obviously there were hundreds of thousands of people that were going on trying to buy tickets. And so StubHub was really slow. We kept getting booted off. We finally got 3 tickets because it was like, we'd have to take my son, have to. And my dude is like, it's very nostalgic for him because when he was growing up, he and his stepdad took him to, he'd go and pick him up from school, and they went to every playoff game. They went to every, you know, everything. So it's hard for him to not be at all these games. And so we finally found, because it was like we'd find a seat and it would be 2 or 4 or 1, or, you know, so we finally found 3 seats. Guess how much 3 tickets were?
$600.
$400.
Yeah.
$400. There were no sleep seats. And it pained me, but it pained him more because he really wanted to go. And I was like, listen, we've been promising the kids that we would take them to Universal for like 5 months now, ever since Harry Potter World opened. I don't think we can justify spending $400. And this isn't even the World Series. This is just, I mean, it's exciting and it's important. It's going to be a good game, but fucking hell. And then literally I should
Did you get
not,
him?
No, we didn't. I told him just to buy one so he could go because I have lots of friends who go to the game by themselves. You just make friends with the people around you. You have a good time.
Yeah.
But he hemmed and hawed about it because he really wanted to, but then he felt bad like going by himself and spending the money. And then he checked like 20 minutes later and it was standing room only and now the tickets were like $175 each for standing room only, not even like the decent seats.
Yeah, they're saying that the tickets, if the Cubs go to the World Series, when the Cubs go to the World Series, that the tickets will be like $1,500 for standing room only.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Because he was like, if they go to the World Series, we're going. I'm like, okay, well, save that money because that's a lot of money.
No.
Anyway.
What's our bet going to be?
Very exciting. I don't know. I'm not a bettor.
Come on, we play poker together.
That's true, we do.
All right, let's do it like the mayors do it. So we have to put a package of something together.
So if I win, if the Dodgers win, then you have to make to my specifications one of my green drinks and drink it?
No, that's like truth or dare. No, and I'd vomit. Then that could be interesting because...
Well, what do you want to bet? You want to bet money?
No, I'm saying we could do a care package. Like, I could get you stuff from Chicago that you might like and send it to you.
Okay.
Or,
all right, I'm in.
But when is the series over? Well, it's 5 games,
the first,
right?
I think it's 7 games. The third game is on Tuesday. Game 3 is Tuesday because they play 3 games by Tuesday.
Okay,
which is crazy to me that they play so fast.
Yeah, it'll be Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because Tuesday and Wednesday are here.
Right. And then if there's another game.
I think it's over by the end of the week, would be my guess.
If they have to come back, it will be Thursday in Chicago. No, it's 7 games, so 5 games. Okay, anyway, here's the deal. So you think of some kind of LAE. Do we want it to be food stuff or clothes stuff or whatever? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
All right, I will put, like, is there specific food here that you really like?
Oh, I'll have to think about it. What do I miss about Chicago? I'll have to think about it. We'll think about it. It'll be a care package. It'll be
some sort of LA-based
care package.
So
if our listeners have ideas.
Right.
Because people have been posting lately, which makes me very happy.
I know. Superfan David has.
Although he was not happy with the fact that he couldn't hear you. You could hear you. You just couldn't hear you if both of us were talking. We had some sound issues.
I know.
We've been using a new system. And it's on the one hand, it's been a lot better than Skype. Fucking Skype. This is our rant about Skype. Skype just went to the shitter. I don't know what happened with them.
But right, listen, by Tuesday, we'll tell our listeners what the package is going to be. So you and I off air over the next couple of days need to come up with some suggestions and agree upon it. And then we'll tell the listeners on Tuesday, well, when we record for Tuesday, I don't know when they'll hear it, but they'll know what our package is going to be. And hopefully that episode will air before it's over.
Okay. Oh, my God, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might not. But either way, it's fine.
In any case, speaking of Superfan David, hi, Superfan David and Superfan Shannon. They went on a road trip to Tennessee and said that that our podcast made them laugh while they were driving to and from.
I know, I read that. I saw that. Very
and
awesome.
And he thinks that in the Girk Getting Laid Snickers commercial.
Oh, I saw that.
That Phyllis Diller would play.
Yeah, I love it. I actually think that's genius.
Yeah, that would be good.
It's genius.
Yeah, with the crazy fucking hair.
With the crazy fucking hair.
Long
cigarette on the thing. And she'd be like, wah, rah, rah. Then you go, Girk, eat a Snickers. You're not going to get laid like that with the crazy hair and the long cigarette.
I loved it. So, Superfan David, thank you. That was so awesome.
That's right.
Okay, so, you know, Halloween's coming up.
Yeah, your favorite.
That and back to school gets me every year.
I know. It's Kirk's grumpy holiday.
Well, because, you know, I have to, you know, whatever. I have to work and shit. And it's on a Monday, and trick-or-treating is from 3 to 8. Ah! Ah! So, that's when my busiest time is, like, from 3 to 5. So, before I go there, speaking of Halloween, have you heard all about the scary clown bullshit that's going on? And if there's clown hunts?
Dude, I think the scary clown originated with us. I'm pretty sure the scary clown started in California.
Well, I know that, like, North Carolina, that was actually...
Oh, it's everywhere now, and it's bullshit. I don't understand. I mean, I'm sure...
Who's afraid of a clown?
I'm sure that kids are, lots of people are afraid of clowns. Are you kidding?
Wait, I can't stand
clowns. Have you seen
clowns.
The masks? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stand clowns. I don't like them. I never really did like them. But I'm not afraid of them. Like, they don't frighten me. I just don't like them.
Children are afraid of clowns. Children are afraid of creepy clowns with the creepy clown mask. They have the scary clown mask. My son came home from school and when it first started happening, because he watches the news and he sees it on the news, and they were talking about it at school because the principal had to do an all call to the whole school, to all the parents and everything, to say, in light of recent events, please don't send your kid dressed to school as a clown on Halloween.
Right.
But regardless, he went to, you know, he's been going to bed, you know, for a week now, not wanting the windows open, wanting the windows closed. It's because they haven't caught any of these kids yet. And now it's not just like a group of kids. Now it's everybody. It's all these copycats, and it's everybody, you know, doing it. And it's everyone.
But what are they doing? They're just walking around. I mean, do they have a machete in their hand?
Some people have been hurt. Yeah, they do. They have weapons, and they're trying to. Originally, when it first started, it was on the news, and the speculation was that it was some, you know, some teens or young adults or whatever who were trying to take, like, video, go viral, and take video of them scaring people. But they were, you know, running at people with knives and chainsaws and, you know, and I've heard, there was one story that I heard where some people have actually gotten injured. One guy, I think, was stabbed in the leg. Because it's all this copycat stuff, like, you don't know, that's the thing. You don't know if it's a gang of clowns who are just trying to scare you to videotape it. Because the thing is, it's always on video. So why is it always on video unless, you know, and there was one guy who went viral, who was dressed as Batman, who, like, chased a creepy clown off, that you go, oh, and yet he just happened to catch it on video, which means this whole thing was probably staged.
But Okay, so I have, you know, I know a couple clowns. That is their livelihood, to be clowns.
Well, they keep interviewing on the news. They keep interviewing real clowns on the news.
They're losing their jobs.
Okay, that's not hilarious. But it's hilarious to me because when it first started happening, the local news, which I always think is ridiculous, was like, we're going to go to Sarah at, and it wasn't even Ringling Brothers. It was some, you know, at the traveling circus interviewing some whatever. And it wasn't even, she wasn't even interviewing a clown. She was interviewing this random circus worker.
Like a mime.
It was like a sideshow behind the scenes guy. And he was like, I just think it really is sad that clowns supposed to be fun, not scary. And he couldn't, like, English was clearly not his first language. And you were just going, really? This is, they wanted to fill 5 minutes, did they? And then they just took some B-roll of these clowns that, like, weren't that good. They were kind of like sad sack clowns that were practicing, and one of them was falling to the ground and getting up and falling to the ground. And they just, like, sat on him falling down for, like, 60 seconds. It was just some random fucking local news.
But now there are people that are doing clown hunting, like posses of people that are going to look for clowns and beating them. I mean, what the fuck?
Well,
somebody
had posted, and I reposted it because I thought it was hilarious. I saw it on Facebook, and I posted it on my Twitter that said, you know, Americans, you know, and the quote was, could 2016 get any fucking weirder? And then God's quote was, send in the clowns.
Right, right.
What the serious fuck? What the fuck?
Why are people...
Clowns?
I literally, if I saw a clown and like... If I'm, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night and I'm looking at my window and I see some dude randomly walking down my street in a clown costume, I would probably start laughing. And then I'd go out there and be like, this is the best you can do.
But they're running at people. Like, they're running in, like, attack mode at people. It's not just like people walking around in scary clown masks. They're assaulting and engaging with people and terrorizing them. So, I mean, because my guy was like, what are they doing? Are they actually doing anything illegal? And I said, I don't know what the legal statute would be, but it's, there's gotta be something against some law against, terrorizing people, whether you actually assault them physically, you're assaulting them in their physical space, coming up to them and scaring. So I don't know if it's illegal to scare people, but they're out to terrorize and scare people and cause an effect.
So the new Halloween haunted house is going to a clown house?
Well,
like,
this
you could
is
just
put
like 15 clowns together and
this
scare
is going to be a problem for my sister, because my sister and my nephews for the last, there was a, they live on this, on a circle. So
we talked about this.
There's a lot of foot traffic during Halloween time because it's a really popular area for people to trick or treat. So they live in an area where kids get dropped off. Like,
yeah,
you'll drive to that neighborhood to trick or treat because it's a really kind of perfect trick or treating setup. And one of their friends used to do a haunted house, and it got big. It got really big. Like, they turned their entire backyard. It was good. And then they started doing it as a fundraiser because his son at the time was on the local high school baseball team. But then their kids got older and they went to college. And so then my sister and my nephews decided to take up the cause, and they started to a little one. And then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, the last 2 years, it's a thing. Like, at the beginning of October, they start building the structure in their front yard that takes up like 3/4 of their front yard. And it's a structure that has, like, you know, you walk in and you do a turn and you walk down, and it's got like three, maybe, you know, it's big enough that there's like 3 or 4 turns in it before you go out. And they've got the strobe lights, but the theme has always been creepy clowns. It's always
like
scary, creepy clown masks and, you know, it's the strobe lights. So hopefully, I'm sure, knowing my sister, she's probably like, fuck that, we're still doing it. Because it's all inside of the, you know, it's not like they walk the neighborhood scaring people.
Right.
It's just inside their front
yard, and you
also inside
know,
the haunted house.
You also know
going
that you're going
in a haunted house.
Yeah, but you also know you're going into scary clown structure. I mean, it's your choice to go in.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, I'm kind of baffled by the whole thing. I mean, I don't like clowns. It's not that they scare. They're creepy. And I'm sorry for my friends that are clown people and they love it. And their whole thing is, it's got to be heartbreaking for them, because the reason they're clowns is they like bringing joy to people. That their whole being a clown is supposed to be loving and joyful and whatever.
I know, but I don't understand. That's the thing that's made the news that kind of makes me laugh, is that really there's clown blowback? Like, is there really, you know, is there really like Ringling Brothers is less people are going because the kids are afraid of the clown? I mean, there's not, they're not creepy clowns at the, I don't buy it, because people who didn't like clowns never liked clowns.
Right. Yeah, I didn't wake up one day and went, I don't like clowns anymore.
Right. Some people really get freaked out by clowns. But I'm not buying. I'm not buying that, like, you know, sales at the circuses are down because clowns are you know, there's clown blowback.
Yeah. So that, I just, to me, it's just, it's baffling me. Which brings me back to trick-or-treating, like you said.
Yeah.
I think I have the perfect Halloween giveaway that will make me become that house the kids don't want to come to anymore.
Turds. You're going to give turds away.
No, I'm going to give away toothbrushes.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I'm going
to I know that we're, that you're not, you know, excited about me continuing to bring up the old thing, but
I don't know why you
would. Realize that you don't know why I would, that yours is going to be the crazy old woman and on the block that's giving away toothbrushes.
What does my age have to do with it?
Because young, cool people don't give away toothbrushes.
I don't want them coming to my house. So if I start giving away toothbrushes, they'll year by year, it will stop. They'll just be like, don't go to that house. She gives out fucking toothbrushes. That's like when I was a kid, there was the penny lady. She'd, you know, give you five pennies. Well, we never went to the penny
house. Yeah, no, circle the block. Go to the penny house like 10 times. You get a buck.
Well.
Oh, she's giving away five pennies. All right, go to her house 20 times.
Yeah, because that's what I want to do. Instead of getting Tootsie Rolls and other really good candies, Snickers candies from somebody else, I'm going to go to the 5 cents lady house and get 50 cents.
Yeah.
So, because I just think it's brilliant. I was thinking, what could I give away that would be like, we don't want to go there. She gives away this.
Bah humbug to you is what I have to say.
Okay, here's the truth. If I could give away, I love seeing the little kids in their costumes. I think it's great. If I could do that for a half an hour and then not have them come to my house anymore, I'd be all in. But that's not what it is. It's 5 fucking hours.
Turn your porch light off after a while. Once you're out of candy, just turn the light off.
I'm working. Do you understand I have my business out of my house?
Yes, so turn the light off.
At 3 o'clock, there is no light out at 3 o'clock. It gets dark. It doesn't get dark until 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Don't answer the door at 3 o'clock. Start answering the door at like 5.
You mean when they keep ringing the God-blessed doorbell while I'm working in the basement? And have to hear ding-dong, 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 ding-dong. Try to work. Try to work through that. Let me ask you this. Would you like this at your place of business?
You're very crabby.
No, it's because I haven't gotten laid. I'm sorry. Would you?
It's the bitterness. It's the fact that your vagina has grown a new cherry.
Really?
Yeah.
My hymen is now intact again?
Yep.
It just kind of shoved itself back up there some way?
It grows back, but in like a dusty spider web kind of way.
Well, how apropos for Halloween. So if anyone would like to visit a real... If anyone would like to...
Haunted house.
If you want
in
to
the church vagina.
That's right. If you would like to visit Dustin Cobwebs and be frightened for your life, please visit Girk's Vagina.
A real life spooky mansion.
Spooky mansion?
A spooky cave. Well, I don't know. It could be big and dark in there.
No, it's tight and encompassing and
tight and snug.
It's inviting.
Like a warm handshake.
Like a glove. It fits you. Oh my God, now before it was mercy fucking, now I've got vagina, haunted house vagina.
You do.
Oh,
you do. You do. You have spooky vagina.
Because I have cobwebs and what else did you say? Cobwebs and spiders in my vagina?
It's dusty. A little dusty.
Oh, boy. All right. So I'm giving out toothbrushes for Halloween. That's what I've decided. I'm going to watch too.
You know what you should do? Because you, like you said, you left the, you were going to leave the bowl of candy and then like hide and scare the fuck out of people for the kids that didn't just take one.
Yeah, I think I'll bet if you leave,
if you leave a bowl of toothbrushes out there and say, just take one, you're probably not going to have a problem with that.
That's what I'm going to do. Because part of what I give for my my business is I give away pre-pasted toothbrushes. But I won't give away pre-pasted. I'll give away regular. I actually need to order them.
So they'll be here by Halloween.
Yes, I'll just put them out there. I mean, God knows they have so much sugar in their teeth. They should be brushing them anyway. I'm actually doing a public good.
It's really, I'm embarrassed to see the child's face as I handed them a toothbrush.
Oh, gosh. I might actually have to give some of them out myself this year just to see, little bastards.
You are the Scrooge of Halloween. You are the bummer. You're the fucking bone killer of Halloween.
No. Why? If I was a real bone killer, I wouldn't put anything out there.
You're the boner bummer.
I wouldn't put anything out there if I didn't want to, like, participate.
That would almost be better to just say, catch me next year. Been a bad year. Catch me next time. Happy Halloween.
So you think
you
I should
tape a big note to the door.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. No, by all means, give out toothbrushes. Let's see. I will be really curious to find out if the bowl is empty.
Okay.
Or if as the night goes on and you get the older kids, the little kids will just be sweet and innocent, not knowing your vitriol and hatred for them. The older kids, they'll be sweet taking it like, happy Halloween. The older kids are going to be like, oh, you want to play that way? Okay. And they're going to go get like a pile of dog shit and take all your toothbrushes out and replace the toothbrush with a steaming pile of dog shit.
Do you think they'll egg my house?
They might.
Which brings me on to, okay, so we'll see. I think it's going to be the toothbrushes. Either that or I was going to get the old shitty butterscotch candies. Remember those that we used to get? Or the Mary Janes that were like, the candy looked old to begin with. Do you know those ones? They're like, they're
no,
wrapped in yellow
I've
and
never
black.
Heard of Mary Jane's are her shoes. Those are the little shoes, the little
yeah,
black
no,
leather shoes.
It's about, it's like a little rectangle, like one by 2 inches by 1 inch.
Yeah.
And it's in a yellow and black wrapper. So it's a little rectangle heart, like toffee kind of chewy candy.
I
never ate them. I used to just give them to my mom. They were gross. You give those away, people don't want to come by. All right, so speaking of like TPing and stuff, when we were really little, you TP'd someone's house because you couldn't stand them. And
no, we TP'd houses of our friends.
Okay. This is where, and I don't know why.
Because that's mean then. Like, I remember spending the night at a friend's house once, and her house had gotten egged, and like TP'd and egged. And I found out way later, it was a different friend of mine. They didn't know I was there, but it was a different friend of mine who had kind of talked about it once. And I went, oh, my God, that was you? I was there that night. They were – I mean, I didn't say anything because I was young at the time, but as an adult, I was like, why would you do that? Do you have any idea, like, how horrible her mom felt? That was awful. That's so mean. So when my sister, you know, didn't have – she had some enemies. My sister is one of those people who you love her or you hate her. And in high school, you know, she had a handful of really close girlfriends and everybody else didn't like her. And so we would get vandalized, but not the house so much. Like, it was usually they would do shit to her car it was vandalism. Whereas, you know, we never looked at me and my friends, we never looked at TPing or any of that as vandalism. Like, my friends, one time we were in the front room, my girlfriends and I were in the front room watching TV, and our guy friends knew that they were all at my house, and they TP'd and forked my yard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we did that, and we TP'd my friend's house, but, I mean, it was always our friends. We always did it to
right,
our friends.
Right, I know, but think about it. So
it was a cool thing.
Right, and that's that. And when I was in high school, I lived on an acre and a half of land with tons of trees. And when I got into concert choir, they TP'd my house. Okay, great. My mother woke me up and made me get my ass out there to take down the toilet paper. How much fun, how nice is that? What kind of fucking celebration is that?
Well, we didn't do it as a celebration. We did it as a like, ha ha ha. It was just like, it was just good.
It's fun to do. I TP'd Jerry Van Dyke's house which was a lot of fun because he's a dick. So we TP'd his house.
Why is he a dick?
He's not a nice man. I was with someone who produced some stuff with him, and he was not a nice man.
Wait, as adults? As adults, you went and TP'd his house?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's a dick. And I had had a couple drinks, and so had my friend. So we TP'd Jerry Van Dyke's house.
That's ridiculous.
The guy from Coach, for those
people. Yeah, no, I know who Jerry Van Dyke is.
I know,
is.
But some people may not.
But right.
So I didn't do it to, like, be nice to him.
I've done it as an adult. Don't tell people that story. That makes you sound really weird.
I was drunk, whatever. Doesn't matter.
So you got drunk and you vandalized Jerry Van Dyke's house.
Okay, so now isn't this interesting? Just called TPing vandalizing someone's house.
It can be. It's the intention behind.
Oh, I see.
It's the intention behind the action. Your friends who came and TP'd your house because they were excited for you and because they were, you know, celebrating and being like, ha, yay, we're jumping you into our gang, and they TP'd your house. They weren't vandalizing. They were doing
it for
fun.
Yes, they were.
They were doing it for fun. You were angry at Jerry Van Dyke and got drunk and were like, fuck you, as you're throwing the toilet paper roll.
Oh, yeah,
fuck you.
It was really gratifying, I have to say.
Right, and my sister's house recently got TP'd. My nephew's, you know, I had asked her. I was texting her because she was out of town, and I was watching her dog, and I said, do you know that your house was TP'd? And it had been TP'd when she was out of town, and I said, who was it who did it? And she knew who it was, and I said, vandalism or friend? ? And the answer was vandalism, because it was someone who wasn't a friend who was doing it to be vicious. So I understand that it's confusing because the result is still the same. The result is still those toilet paper in your yard, and you still have to clean it up.
In the top of the trees.
But there's a difference behind, like, these are my new friends because I'm in show choir. And, yeah, this sucks that I have to take it down, but how cool. Like, they thought enough to come and do
this
for me.
They like me. They really like me. Why don't they take you out for lunch?
God, you're so hateful.
So the little kids in this, the kids in this area, like, they got into some sports thing or cheerleading or whatever. Literally, there was a caravan of cars, obviously adults driving them, and they're going around the neighborhood and they're TPing someone's house, people's houses. So they TPed the people at the corner, and now
the people on the corner didn't clean it up. They just waited for the rain. They're waiting for the rain to come and handle it.
Yeah, I'm like, nice. So now I have to look at your stupid, gross TP'd house with hanging pieces of disintegrating paper.
Well, how do you get it out of the trees when the trees are really tall? How do you get it out of the trees?
I guess
you pull the low-lying ones, and the ones that are up there, they just stay there until the wind blows them down.
Which would also be then called polluting.
Okay.
And littering.
I'm just going to say, this is my PSA for this week. Someone, please come and fuck Girk. Please. she needs your penis in her vagina.
Maybe this is the new me.
If someone could, God, I hope not. If someone could just come and knock on her door, not on Halloween because she won't answer. She'll just throw a handful of toothbrushes at you. Please come and knock on her door. Come and knock on my door. Girk's been waiting for you.
Right.
If kisses are hers and hers and his. She needs to be fucked now. It doesn't rhyme, but that's the new version.
No, because you could be like, because you could shove your penis in my
vagina.
And have an orgasm. And have an orgasm or two.
There you go.
Maybe.
Yeah, so she's putting it out there. That's my PSA, please.
Okay.
For me, if you don't want to do it for yourself.
Well, is it okay if I consent? Can I consent? Can we please make sure that my consent is...
No, we're in an era of Trumpism, so no, just take it. Take the pussy.
So just come grab my pussy, my haunted house vagina.
Her haunted house vagina. I know, I didn't really make that sound very inviting, did I?
No,
listen,
not very.
She has some super strong Kegel muscles, and she can clamp down on you, and it's well-scaped.
Very well-scaped.
She's very well-maintained, very neat.
It is. Very
so, swipe right and come on over.
Okay. And so then here we go. So, moving right along, because...
Oh!
Yeah.
You want to get off that topic, do you?
Well, I'm sure we'll come back to it very soon. Mm-hmm. So, I've been having to drive into the city for some work, which has been really
good. Oh, yeah. Girk is on fire. This girl is on fire. She has been working nonstop, doing VO work with her brilliant adult professional voice.
My Felicia Middlebrooks voice.
Felicia Middlebrooks is about to tell you who you should vote for, and you need to listen to her.
Felicia Middlebrooks is a announcer on WGN Radio here in Chicago, and she has this very affected kind of voice. My voice isn't that affected, but yes, I've been doing...
But I did not recognize you. If you had not told me, I did not recognize you. Although, here's one for you. Would you, because this came up at my agent's office the other day,
got a
question posed to me. Hey, will you do, you know, we don't usually do political ads because we don't know which way people bend, but obviously I'm really close with them. I've been with them for a long time. So they called to say, would you do a political Trump ad? And I was like, yeah, sure. For Trump? Against Trump. You mean against, right? And they were like, no, it's for. I was like, oh, fuck no. You couldn't pay me enough. The political ads don't pay that much anyway. It's practically PSA rates. But I was like, oh, God, no. So would you?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. I couldn't.
But my agency knows.
And listen, reason why they asked me is because they know I have the there's no shame. There's no depth to what I will do as an actress to make money or get work or one line. Sure, I'll do it. But,
right.
But yeah, I'm usually, I will move heaven and earth. I will cancel stuff. I'm always available. I never go out of town. I never, And I was like, I think apparently we found it. We found Keek's rock bottom of what she won't do as an actress. I would be the face of HPV in the pharmaceutical ads if you wanted me to, because pharmaceutical commercials pay so much money. And for the lay people, our listeners, pharmaceutical ads are the drug ads, the ones where you hear the side effects, death, sudden, explosive diarrhea. Those, the people that you see in those ads, because they run the crap out of them,
right,
make a lot of money, and for years. They'll run them for years. So those, you can make a lot of money on pharmaceuticals. So yeah, I would be like the face of herpes if you wanted me to. I don't care.
Yeah, my thing is, obviously there's political leanings that I won't do. And if there's a certain product I'm not going to be doing a fur coat ad. You know what I mean? There's certain products that I won't do.
Ads for fur coats.
I'm just making an example.
But yeah, apparently I found my rock bottom of what I won't do as an actress. And that is... an ad for Trump.
Yeah. Well, enough said on that. Cause okay.
But anyway, so back to your burgeoning work.
So
the campaign has been Betty, Betty good to Girk.
Yeah. Well, for the first time, I've never done political ads before. And I'll be able to get a reel and put together. Anyway. So, I'm using Waze to drive in the city because these ads are so topical.
Yeah.
They change them, and at a moment's notice, you can get called in. So I'm sometimes having to drive into the city in the thick of traffic, and the last two times going in and out, Waze has taken me through not so good parts of the city. Thankfully,
You got turning through Cabrini Green, are you?
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. But
it doesn't.
No, it's all gentrified. That whole area has been.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Yeah. That's how long it's been since I've been to Illinois.
Yeah, I think all the housing projects are pretty much gone, although I'm not certain, so don't judge me. Anyway, I'm driving through the West Side, which is dicey at times, and I am at a stoplight, and I turn and look to my left, and I'm like, oh, snap. I just saw my first drug deal. Holy crap.
You lived in L.A. You didn't see drug deals in L.A. and on Hollywood or Sunset or.
I don't think I've ever seen them. I don't think I knew the people. I've
never seen it actually happen.
I don't think I have either.
I'm very unobservant. I'm not very observant that way. I think somebody pointed out my first prostitute sighting, and I was like, what? She don't look like a prostitute. But apparently the prostitutes don't really look like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. They don't dress like that.
Right.
They're actually very subtle because they don't want to get arrested.
Right. No, I mean, I'm sure that at Hollywood Boulevard, especially when I moved there because it wasn't cleaned up in the early 90s, it was pretty dicey still.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that I probably saw nefarious characters. And
so you saw a drug deal going down?
Yeah. Well, no, directly in LA too, where the garment district is. the fabric yeah. district and stuff.
Yeah, downtown.
The next street is Skid fucking Row. No joke. It is. I mean,
yeah,
next one
it is
Skid Row. And yeah. I've got it. That's a very scary.
You can get some good stuff down there. Like I go down there because if you know where to go, there's a place like that I would get my ribbon for. When I got married, I bought all my ribbon down there, and you would get I'm about to totally geek out on you craft-wise, but you could get a gigantic spool of like 2-inch grosgrain ribbon, which is the really nice, really thick, really nice, and a huge, like, I don't even know how many feet, 100 feet, 100 even, that might not even have been 100 feet, it might have been like 100 yards
yeah,
of just like
feet.
1.5, inch grosgrain ribbon for $9.
Well, that's good. So anyway,
I go down there. It's worth going down to Skid Row.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you know where you're
downtown
going.
Downtown Garment District.
Yeah.
So I saw my first drug deal and I was like, and I could see the guy like palming it to the other guy. And of course I look over and I'm like, oh, and then I look back.
Did they lock eyes with you? Like, oh,
well, that's what I was. I have to kill her now. That's what I was afraid of because I'm pretty certain that he didn't need to be so discreet looking at me. I don't think he was concerned that I was the police.
No, and you don't look like the popo.
No. And so all I could think is like, cause I've looked like 2 or 3 times and I'm like, oh my God, please don't see me. Please don't see me. Please don't see me. Cause all I can imagine, I'm stuck at this stoplight and somebody's pounding at my window going, what the fuck are you looking at, bitch? What are you looking at? I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. So I got out of there. So that was interesting, but also it was an hour and a half commute. And as we know, I have the tiniest bladder ever.
Is that how far it is away normally? Or is that just the traffic?
With traffic, it can take me anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. With no traffic.
You can pretty much fly in. But
it would be like for me in traffic going to Santa Monica in
yeah.
my shower.
So this was going to be an hour and a half to 2-hour commute home. And I made sure I dropped out every dribble of urine I could before I got in the car. And still an hour into it, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And you know what?
You want to roll the window down and ask the drug dealer, hey, could you tell me where the closest bathroom is? And what you selling there? Is that what you got?
What are you doing? Hi.
You got some beef and stuff?
Fuck you. So I'm driving as far as I can. And I'm like, I can't make it. I can't make it home. There's no way I'll make it home. There's mm-hmm. no way I'll make it home.
Mm-mm. And I hate that feeling because you just want to get home when you've been in traffic for that long. But when you have to stop, it just makes it even longer. It sucks.
Well, I wasn't going to. So I stopped at this gas station and I'm still not in a great neighborhood because the whole thing is glassed off. Like the guys behind the plexiglass. And I'm like, restroom? And he goes, outside. And I go, and it wasn't totally filthy, but it was
gross.
Gross
outside ones.
So I'm comping the squat over the toilet, and I don't even want to, touch anything. And I'm just like, ugh. But so grateful because I was going to burst. And I get back in the car, and I'm like, fuck this. This is never happening again. And what did I do? Yesterday morning, I got called in again, and I dug and I dug and I dug under my bathroom cabinet, and I found the go girl.
I was just going to say!
I haven't used it yet.
But wait. So if you have to use the Go Girl, and again, for those of you newer listeners, please go back and find the episode. We did an episode where we tried out a product called the Go Girl, and it enables girls to go like men. But
it's a rubber device that you put up against your vagina, and you pee through. It's like a funnel.
So you're going to take it on your car ride because why? Because you're going to hop out of the car and pee on the side of the road? Or are you going to stay in your car and pee into a bottle?
Yep. I'm going to grab a mason jar. I have a mason jar.
But how would you – you'd have to
get out of –
the back seat? Would you get in the back seat?
I'll pull over on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I'll get into the passenger side. And I'll scoot the seat back and cop a squat and just go.
You'd rather do that than just pull into a Burger King and use the restroom.
The route that I took, there's a certain portion that's just not safe. I'd rather be on the highway, on the shoulder.
Every girl should have a Go Girl in her glove compartment.
So now I have. and I'm sure when this.
That is so funny. Did you find it? Mine's in my nightstand. So instead of if someone wanted to go through my nightstand to see what kind of sex goodies I had in there, they would find a flashlight, a Go Girl, and some matches. And
do you find that you often have to get up in the middle of the night and pee on the side of your bed?
I didn't know where to put it, so I just stuck it in my drawer. I didn't want to throw it away because it's I don't know, maybe someday I'll find myself camping and I'll be I'm going to bring my Go Girl just in case.
Yeah. So
or
now,
fishing. What if, you know, if you're stuck
sure.
on a fishing boat?
Well, so now the Go Girl is in my car because I haven't used it since we did the show. And I have a feeling that it will be coming very handy. Because the other thing that I can do is there
put
is a
plastic baggie next to it. Put a plastic baggie with it so you can drop it in a plastic baggie.
Yeah, it is.
When you get home.
Yeah, I have it in a plastic. It's not just. I didn't just
it's
put
it in a container.
But the container's like, you have to shove it back in the container.
That's what I'm saying. It's in the container in your glove box, but after use,
It's in a Ziploc in my baggie. I'm not folding it back up and taking the time to put it back in its container.
Oh, mine's in its container. I'm very OCD that way. I like to keep things in their rightful places.
No, but there is a couple cemeteries that if it was during the day before sunset, I could pull
you
it in there.
You would whip out the Go Girl and pee in a cemetery.
Listen, I was actually thinking about copping a squat at the cemetery before I put the Go Girl in. So back, so I'll let you guys know how that works out because I think at one point I might just do it just to do it, just to report back to you guys what it's like.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay.
Because then the story will be I was in a parking lot and I was hunkering over peeing in a mason jar with my Go Girl when I looked up and I locked eyes with a drug deal that was happening a foot in front of my car.
And then he came after me and I threw my urine on him.
I threw a mason jar of urine at him, and I got away with my life. I got away with my life and a baggie of heroin.
Who needs a gun when you have urine?
It's true.
Listen, that's a really good, actually, weapon.
Yep.
Feces and urine. Who wants that shit thrown at them? Yeah, I would run. If I had a gun, I don't know if I would. I don't know if I... I think if someone had a jar of urine and they were going to throw it at me and I had a gun, I think I'd want to get hit with the urine less than my desire to shoot someone.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a good deterrent.
Mm.
So maybe now everyone should have a jar of urine in their car.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case. Wow. What a show.
I know, right?
What a show, what a Crazy. Show, what a show, and now we gotta go.
Now we gotta go. I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go.
Okay, you guys, we love, that was fun, for me anyway.
Yeah.
Apparently, see, aren't you glad I'm not bitter? I didn't end the show bitter.
No.
No. All right.
No.
No. We love you guys. We will see you soon. Go Cubs, go Cubs, go Cubs.
Go Dyers, go Dyers.
Oh, boy. Go Cubs.
Go Dyers.
Bye.
Go Dodgers.
Love you guys. Bye.
Dodgers.